From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that the estate of the late Jason Jones, the man who died more than a year ago after he was set on fire when a police officer fired a taser at him, has taken legal action against the village of Catskill. Justin Jones filed a federal lawsuit on January 20th against the village of Catskill, as well as police officers Mark Nazi, who fired the taser, Daniel Goldblaw, and Nicholas Craig, alleging Jason's civil rights were violated. Nazi, Goldblaw, and Craig were also accused of using excessive force, failing to follow their training, and running away rather than coming to Jones' aid as he burned in the lobby of the village police station in October 2021. Goldblaw and Craig are also accused of failing to stop Nazi from discharging his taser in a way believed to be in violation of their training. Kevin A. Lubrin, an attorney representing Jones' family, said, and I quote, "Jason was burned to death solely through unnecessary and excessive force by Catskill police in their own police station," end quote. The state attorney general's office has been investigating the incident for more than a year, but has not yet issued a formal report or filed any charges in the matter. Jason Jones suffered burns to almost 30% of his body, as well as critical wounds to his lungs. He was transported to Albany Medical Center Hospital following the incident, but later transferred to a burn unit at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse, where he remained in a coma and on a ventilator until succumbing to his injuries 47 days later. Jones had not been charged with the crime when he walked into the police station on October 30th, but he, and I quote, "exhibited signs of emotional distress," end quote, according to the lawsuit. He was speaking with the officers in the lobby of the station for about 8 minutes before he was shot with a taser. Jones had doused himself with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer moments before the incident and after emptying his pockets and stripping off his shirt and shoes. The electrodes fired from Nazi's taser struck his torso and caused him to catch fire. The three officers were captured on a police station video camera running away from Jones after he burst into flames. The encounter between the police officer and Jones, a one-time celebrated athlete at Catskill High School, began when the village police responded to a disturbance at the Avalon Lodge located about 400 feet from the police department. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County District Attorney David Clegg announced January 23rd he will not seek a second term as the county's top prosecutor. The one-term Democrat said in a press release, and I quote, "I have decided to pass the torch. This has been a very difficult decision. Those who know me know that I am extremely competitive and never back down from a fight. Nevertheless, I must balance what is in the best interest of my family, including making them my number one priority while we deal with a serious health issue affecting a family member," end quote. Clegg won a closely contested election in 2019 against Republican Michael J. Kavanaugh to become the first Democrat to hold the office in more than a century. Almost immediately, the office was hit with a wave of resignations and missteps that resulted in dozens of felony charges against individuals dismissed for the DA officer's failure to prosecute within the time frames required by law. Clegg conceded the missteps, but still, he said, the office had made many successes, such as obtaining the first criminally negligent homicide conviction, as well as the first manslaughter conviction for the sale of fentanyl and heroin, the expansion of the Intimate Partner Violence Intervention Program, the diversification of the office to better reflect the community, and the creation of a grand jury bureau to ensure immediate oversight of cases going before the grand jury. Clegg said he plans to focus his attention on his family and his vocation as an ordained minister with the United Methodist Church. Kavanaugh recently announced he will make a second bid for the office. Democrat Jarrett Blades, a former Ulster County ADA who now works in the county sheriff's office, announced last week he will seek the Democratic line for the office. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Tony Drobowski reports for the Berkshire Eagle that 3 years after opening a customer call center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, online retailer Wayfair has now decided to close it. The company said on January 23rd, it will be closing its facility in the Clock Tower Business Center on South Church Street when its lease expires in July. The call center opened in October 2019. Susan Franchette, a company spokesperson, said the 40 employees currently working for Wayfair in Pittsfield will join the company's virtual customer service team. On January 20th, Wayfair announced its plans to eliminate 1,750 jobs company-wide, roughly 10% of its total workforce. Wayfair is a Boston-based e-commerce company that sells furniture and home goods online. Formerly known as CSN Stores, it was founded in 2002. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.